This call is being recorded.
So welcome everybody to the call. There's a really pleasant big turnout in attendance this evening, and I'm really excited. I have a few announcements that I want to share with everyone before we get started. And so let me just see where my announcements are. Hang on. The first thing I want to say is that we have an event happening in Nanaimo, and that's happening tomorrow evening, October the 25th. And if you're interested in the event in Nanaimo, please let me know. I'll give you all the details. If you happen to be in the Kelowna area, or if you know people in Kelowna, we have Cindy Clement coming to speak to us on our new kits. One is essential oils, and you will be learning about frankincense and lemon and the blends that Nature Sunshine recently introduced to us here in Canada. And so in Kelowna, it's Wednesday, November the 16th, 6:30 p.m. at the Ramada Inn. And in Vancouver, Cindy is speaking on Friday, November the 18th at the Holiday Inn Express in Metrotown in Burnaby. And so Cindy will speak on the same topic, and I will be available at both events as well. I also want to announce that we have a Taffy Team 30 starting on Thursday at 8:30 a.m. We still have a spot for one more person. And what is Taffy? Taffy is taking action for your health. We meet via teleconference call 15 minutes per day, 5 days a week for a period of about 8 weeks until we've completed all of our lessons. So remember, this is 15 minutes a day. And during that period of time, you are instructed and you make commitments to take your own health on by eating the right foods, by having a smoothie every day, by taking fiber and a herbal supplement for your bowels so that your bowels are moving every day, by doing exercise. Then we will do a bowel cleanse, and we do a kidney flush, and we also do a liver cleanse. Taffy changes people's lives. You learn how to responsibly take on your own health. It is very empowering. The information then, the lesson then, is sent to you via email so that you have it for future references. If you want to do Taffy, this is the time to take it on. Send me an email. This is kdroth@shaw.ca or phone me. It's 250-764-2852. Or you can send me a text, 250-718-2852. Taffy changes people's lives. So with that, I want to introduce to you our guest speaker is Lawrence Smith, and he is from Idaho. We were honored to have him as a guest speaker here in Kelowna a few years ago, and we were absolutely blown away by his information. I also wanted to say that he is the author of the little book called Is Candida Sabotaging Your Health? And we use that information in Taffy. So I'm going to ask Lawrence at this time to take this on. It's your time here, Lawrence. The time is now yours. And as we go through, I will also ask you questions as well, Lawrence. So welcome to the call, Lawrence. Thank you very much for being with all of us this evening. And I know you have a terrific story to tell all of us, and we're excited about hearing about oral chelation as well. Go ahead, please, Lawrence.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Donna. It's just a delight to be on with you as we've met over the years and talked over the years. It's interesting how you meet people that just seem to be like family in many ways. Let me give you a little background of who I am and the story that Donna's heard before and many in the United States. I've traveled all over and taught for Nature's Sunshine, but part of that is because of the experiences that I had. I just turned 70 years old, but 32 years ago, or almost 32 years ago, at the age of 38, I suffered a major heart attack. And that was unexpected. I was way overweight. I had no idea, never set foot inside a health food store in my life. Very stressed, fighting with our Internal Revenue Service down here. And with the medication that I was given, I lost most of my vision. I'm actually legally blind. But that was really hard for us. We have six daughters. Our youngest was two, and I was honestly afraid that day that I wouldn't raise my own children. And so we became very fanatic. We went to the Veterans Hospital, and because I'm an old Vietnam-era veteran, and they loaded me up with medications, and blood pressure pills, heart regulators, blood thinners, the whole nine yards. And our government, through the Veterans Administration, is extremely liberal with medications. And I took all the stuff they gave me because, frankly, I didn't want to die. I wanted to be able to raise my family. And so we became fanatic in baking and boiling and met with a dietitian and did everything we were told to do, took all the medications. We walked as I felt a little better. It was a difficult time, but we struggled with it and fought. So for 10 months, I'd been doing everything we should do, and we'd gone up into central Idaho at a glacier lake on a Labor Day weekend, which is at the end of the beginning of September, the end of August, the first weekend of September, for a family reunion. And while we were up there, I had a second heart attack. Now, I'd carried nitroglycerin with me lots of places, and it had frequent heart pain, and it had always taken it away, but that day it didn't. And I realized that indeed I was having a second heart attack, and I was a long way from any medical attention. And so I'll never forget that day, because to get to a hospital, we had to go over a summit called Galena Summit. And as we were going up Galena Summit, my wife is driving, tears running down her face for fear that I would die before we'd get to a hospital. Six little girls trying to be good so not to upset their dad and scared to death. But that day going up Galena Summit, I promised my Father in Heaven that if I survived, I would dedicate the rest of my life to finding answers. And then I'd share those answers with people so they didn't have to go through what I was going through. That started my quest. For a long time, I really didn't know where to go. I didn't have any idea of how to do that, but I started looking for answers for myself, as most people do. As I've traveled, I've been surprised how many people in this industry found wellness through illness. And that was where I was. I wanted to find wellness. I was still in the illness category. And so as I pondered, and finally we started to discover a few things, and I remember quite plainly the first thing that I embraced, because they had me on Coumadin, or a blood thinner, I realized I would never be Coumadin deficient. I think that's the first thing that was the most powerful lesson I learned, is I was not metoprolol or any other medication deficient. My body had no idea what to do with it. But I realized I was omega-3 deficient. And so I began to study omega-3. And before I'd go in and have a pro time, that's when they see how thin or thick your blood is based on the amount of medication, the Coumadin that you take. Is it the same name up there?
Yes.
Okay. So as I was taking Coumadin, before I went in for the pro time, I took 2 omega-3. And as I took the 2 omega-3 and went in a few days later, they said, whoa, your blood's a little too thin, and they backed me off of some of the Coumadin. The next time I went in, I was up to 4 a day of the omega-3. And when I went in, they said, oh, your blood's a little too thin. Of course, we're eating right. We're doing everything we can do at this point. I'm understanding that a little bit better. And they say, oh, your blood's too thin, so they backed me off more Coumadin. The next time, at 6 a day, that my blood was too thin, and they took me off Coumadin, and I realized that Coumadin could never heal me. The omega-3 could help heal me. I have learned a very real lesson in my life, and that is that if I don't take responsibility for me, I can't expect anybody else to do it. I also learned very quickly that the medical industry would like to, I'm going to call it manage me, not heal me. And I wanted to heal. And so I turned over and over again. I would plead with, I call the master healer. And little by little, information started to come. A friend that I'd known through another company called from Phoenix, Arizona, Kay Lubecki, and said she wanted to come see us. And so she came up, and we started to do some work. And through the program that we worked out together, minimally, because I had lost everything we had, with a pretty basic program, within 10 months, I'm off all my medications with perfect numbers. That's the kind of effort, that's the kind of results I want to help people acquire. That's really turned my life around. And so I have been able to travel. And as we've done it, my wife's family history was diabetes. And so we started to study and look at diabetes. I had no diabetic family history, but diabetes and heart disease were often very intimately connected. And so I started to study that. And little by little, I found that I found things that worked for people. As I was doing this, just to give you a little more background, I had an MD, a medical doctor, an internist that's kind of specialized, call me, and he said, I've been on your product for just about a year, and I've lost almost 100 pounds, and all my patients want to know what I'm doing. Would you come work with them? And it was over in Ontario, Oregon. And I said, well, I'd love to, but I can't drive. Well, I can drive. They don't give me a license. And I said, I can't drive over and back. He said, I know. I've checked you out. I've got a friend you ride with. And so I drove over or rode over to Ontario about an hour away, 3 days a week, and sat in that medical doctor's office, who was very open to what we were doing because it had changed his life. As I sat there, it became almost a MASH unit. And as I would ponder, he would talk to people that came in, and he would, because by the time people in the United States get to an internist, they're usually on 10 to 15 or more medications a day. And he would ask them, do you want to try to do any of this in a natural way? And some would say, are you kidding me? Are you serious? He'd say, yeah, I'm serious. I've got an herbalist in my office. Some would say, no, I just want the medication. But then many would say, absolutely, I would love to do it. And so I would, they would come in to see me, and he would take them off. He said, I'm going to take you off everything you don't have to be on to stay alive. And it surprised him, and it surprised me at first, but both of us were shocked over time when he took people off of the 15 medications down to two or three, how just doing that alone, almost instantly they felt better. Almost instantly they felt better. But the most important thing I learned through it all, and I would often have, I'd print out stuff. I was fairly new at all of this, and I would print things out off of some books that I had, and I'd send it home with people depending on what they said they had. And then the doctor monitored the results. But I'd say, take this home and highlight it, what you think applies to you. I'd bring the same material home and read through it and highlight it. And it was amazing to me how many times we highlighted identical lines and paragraphs as I was ponder and pray about the people that came in. But through it all, I learned a valuable lesson. And I think if you don't learn anything else from me tonight, learn this one lesson. And so, but to teach you the lesson, I'm going to give you a question. What is the, and then I don't expect an answer. I know there's too many on and it maybe take too much time, unless Donna wants you to answer. What is the fundamental difference between traditional medical care or traditional medicine and holistic care? What is the fundamental difference, the basis, the very foundational difference in these two systems of medicine? Donna, you got any ideas?
Yes, I do.
Give me a couple.
All right. The way we work is we use nutritional supplements, those things that were given to us by God, the herbs, the plants, even the animals, that we're fed, that are fed on plants for us to utilize and to eat. On the other side of the coin, the medical route rely on man-made prescription drugs. And each one of those have no nutrition in them and thereby cause inflammation, which we call side effects.
Okay. Excellent. That is a major difference in the two systems. I don't think it's the fundamental difference. I think there's even a deeper difference in the two. And all of these are right. By the way, any answer is right. Anybody else got a answer that they would like to give?
Yes, I have an answer.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay. I think the fundamental difference is the medical system tries to remove the symptoms, whereas the natural holistic symptom system tends to work on the causes and remove the cause, and then this go away by themselves.
Okay, thank you. That is a very good answer. I agree with it 100%. I don't think it's the fundamental difference. But, you know, and I'm not saying any of them are right or wrong. There are many other answers we could give, but let me give you what I learned. What I have learned, and I've been in practice now for over 20 years, I learned the fundamental difference in those two systems of medicine is who takes the responsibility. Think about it. In the medical community, I turned my life and my health over to a doctor, and I did whatever he told me to do. But when I went up Galena Summit and promised God that I would find answers because I wanted to live, I took full 100% responsibility. Sure, did I turn to the master healer? Absolutely. But I took responsibility for me. And so if you don't learn anything else, learn, and I hope that each of you, and I'm sure you have, but that's the most important thing you can do for anyone you meet with is help them take responsibility for them. That changes everything, because then I truly believe the first 10 months, I don't know that I ever got an answer from God. But I will tell you, the second when I made that promise to God, I got answer after answer after answer after answer from God. So that's just a major, major change. And you can't want it a lot more than whoever you're working with. I had a guy come into the store, into the clinic, and I wasn't with someone. I'd come out, and he said, "Are you Lawrence?" And I said, "Yeah, I am." And he said, "What do you have for high cholesterol?" And I said, "Well, interesting. I don't know you, but so let me ask you a question. Did you come into my little clinic and health food store to see if I had something that would magically lower your cholesterol without changing anything you do? Or did you come in here because at some deep intuitive level you know that you need to change your life?" And he kind of goes, "Oh, gosh, I know I need to change, but do you just have something to lower my cholesterol?" And I said, "You know, why don't you go get a drug? It'll lower it faster and better than anything I can get you. And why don't you come back and see me when you're ready to change your life?" And I turned and started to walk away. And he said, "Whoa, whoa, stop, stop, stop." My wife said, now, interestingly, his wife sent him in. But I find that that's the third system of medicine. I call it wifeistic. Many men do what their wife tells them to do. They don't take responsibility for themselves. They don't go to the doctor. But they will sometimes do what their wife tells them. And some of you probably are living that system.
Yeah,
and there's a fourth system, and that's no system at all. That's what I lived until I broke down. And I was forced into the medical system. But as I turned and walked away, the guy said, "Stop. My wife said you'd have something to help me." And I said, "I will. When you're ready to change your life, then I think I can help you." And he said, "Well, I think I'm ready to change." And I said, "When you know you're ready to change, will you come back and see me?" And I turned, started to walk away again. I said, "All right, Dan, I'm ready to change. Just tell me what to do." And I said, "Are you serious?" And he said, "I am really serious." I said, "Okay, now I can help you. Get serious about your life and your health. You won't have a lot of..." I was fortunate in that I had two second chances and my third. I'm living my third. But I also realized the third heart attack would probably be the one that I wouldn't survive. And so I got real serious about it because I realized that the medical community had failed me. Now, maybe they kept me alive for 10 months. I don't know. But I knew that system was not, because we were fanatic. We were living it to the nth degree. There wasn't anything they told me to do that we didn't do in spades. We were absolutely following it to the letter, and it wasn't working. And in this process, I added a few basic ingredients. And one of the things that I used is I realized that my blood pressure was pretty well where I wanted it to be, but I'd lost about, by then, almost 50 pounds. I was down to pretty well to my ideal weight. But I also realized that there had been a little bit of a blockage. And as I studied it, I studied high blood pressure was one of the things I looked at because I'd been, for several months, had been studying high blood pressure because that was one of the issues that the omega-3, I still was borderline where I was afraid it might go up. Now, I'd been working at it, but what I realized is that high blood pressure is not a disease. It's a symptom that something's blocking the flow of blood to the extremities. Now, I'm an old farm boy. Let me put it in farm terms. Water's not getting to the end of the row. And so the heart has to pump harder to get the circulation around the body. And so there's many things that can make it harder for the blood to get wherever it needs to go, around as fast as it needs to go, carrying the nutrients and the oxygen. One can be thick blood. That's why they give you a blood thinner, is then it's easier to pump through the miles of arteries and veins that we have in us. Also, a kink in the system might, kind of like a kink in the hose, has to squirt around it, more pressure to get the blood through that kink. And I realized that there was a little bit of plaque buildup in me. And I thought, okay, how do I release this plaque and dissolve it? And that's where the MC come in. I studied it out. I had been working with, I'd gotten to know another osteopathic doctor that works a lot with natural things, and he was doing a intravenous chelation program, chelation to dissolve the plaque and the hardening of the arteries. But he'd also been giving people an oral chelator that would also dissolve and help rid the body of heavy metals and this plaque buildup in the arteries. And so I had studied it, and when I looked at it, I realized what he was giving them wasn't as good as what we carried as the MC. And I thought, okay, I will start this. And I started very consistently. Now, how we recommend it here is you start with one or two twice a day. And that's how I started. I started with one or two twice a day. I took extra colloidal minerals or some ionic minerals along with it. I was taking Hawthorn berries. I was doing two or three things, but I knew that there was a little cleanup that I wanted to do. I was only 40 years old or nearly 40 years old, and I knew that there was some issue with that. And so as I started to do it, I did one twice a day. I went for about a week, and I went to two twice a day. I went for a week and went to three twice a day. Then I went another week and went to four twice a day. I went clear up. We do kinesiology, and I found that I could go up and should go up to six twice a day. I stayed at six MC twice a day, a month for every 10 years of my life. So I figured it would be at least 4 months at the full dose, as I took an extra minerals with it, because I could feel some of the energy and strength coming back. I truly felt that it was cleaning me out. Did I feel it at first? No. It took a little while. Matter of fact, I would say that 80% of the results I felt were probably in the last 6 to 8 weeks, or six to four weeks of the program. I saw a little difference, but I really saw a big difference right at the tail end when I could profoundly put my hand on it. I realized that it takes at least 90 days for most programs to start to work, because we're not working with a medication that simply treats the symptom, as was pointed out, a great answer. But it took time for my body to begin to heal and change the internal terrain so that it could heal properly. And from that time on, I went back down. I felt great. I could see that there was little or no plaque remaining, and I have not needed it since, as I have I've looked at it two or three times, wondering if I should go back through it, and I have not felt that that's necessary for me. That's a little bit of where I am. I studied many of the booklets that we've taught nationwide. I've written several of them for a long time. I wasn't getting, but I just decided that I wanted to teach people. And so I've traveled all over the United States and Alaska and Hawaii and some into Canada as well, and loved every minute of it. So, Donna, what questions might you have for me?
Well, I think I would like you to possibly talk about other areas of health and the fact of as to the length of time that it does take to heal. That's often an issue that is that holds people back. If it doesn't work within a month, I quit. That's kind of the issue that we are often up against.
Well, the way I look at it, and I tell people, you make a commitment for at least 90 days, but it took you a long time to get where you are. It's going to take you almost as long to get back where you need to be. We did something to get us where we are. We did something, we need to do something to get us out of where we are. I'll give you an example. My wife, during this time, decided that because she has a different blood type than I do, and we thrived on different things. But she decided, because we didn't know much different, she wanted to do the Atkins diet, a high-protein diet. And it worked really well for her, except that she developed a pretty severe yeast infection. And she thought, I'm not even eating any carbs. How am I getting a yeast infection? We got the book and read it, and in there we found that the mold in the cheese, because it was a protein she could eat, the mold in the cheese perpetuated and fed the yeast, and that's why she got a yeast infection. Well, we decided real quickly that wasn't a healthy way to go, and so she stopped that. But what I did was I started to study that, and that was many years ago. It was another big aha moment for me, as I said, oh my gosh, a lot of the symptoms of this overgrowth of mold, yeast, and fungus, and they're all mutated versions of each other. Somebody might have athlete's foot, or jock itch, or vaginitis, or yeast infection, or rashes, or fungus under the breasts in many women. I mean, there were so many foggy thinking, thrush in the mouth, or a coated tongue. All these things were, some of those were still issues for me. And I realized that's why I'm not feeling better, is there's something else going on. And so I started to study it and started to put together a program that I felt would work for my wife and I. And so we use a number of different supplements, but it took months. As we worked with it and ate different and did the whole program, I thought, whoa, it took almost 6 months to get through it. And it was miserable. There was a lot of yeast die off, and it fought back, and I felt the fight. And I thought, this has got to be easier. And so I started to study yeast. And again, as I said, mold, yeast, and fungus are just mutated versions of each other. What I realized is they made a hard shell around themselves. And that hard shell was very hard for the immune system to penetrate. And so I studied it, and it was made up of cellulose and proteins primarily. And so I started to have people take lots of extra enzymes between the two, along with the other supplements that would kill the yeast. It dramatically decreased the length of time people had to be on it. So when the company called, when Nature Sunshine called and asked if I would write a booklet on it that we could teach, I said, I absolutely will, but would you please, before I do, develop a better enzyme? They spent a year and a half researching enzymes that would break down that outer shell of the yeast. About a year and a half later, they had it, and they said, we think we've got it, and we experimented with it before we ever put it on the market, and it took it from 6 months to about 6 weeks. I said, wow, we've got the magic combination. And with that, then I wrote the book, Is Candida Sabotaging Your Health? I realized how many people really do have an underlying problem with candida. There's so many symptoms that go with it. It can affect you from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And I realized that as people cleared it made them crave what kept it alive. And so they'd often crave sugars and starches and even cheese. If they tried to give up some of the starchy things or the sugars, they'd crave cheese because the mold, as I said, would keep it alive. I've had people all over the United States do the program, and we even found a way to take it to make it more effective. But many, many people have that. Now, how do you know if you've got it? Well, if you got a lot of the symptoms, you probably have it. There, one of the symptoms that I see commonly is that people have gone to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, I can't find that much wrong. I don't know what it is. And yet the person says, I know something's wrong. I don't feel well, and I'm gaining weight, and I crave this stuff. I know something's wrong, and yet a doctor can't find much of anything wrong. If they do, they will chase the symptom, never looking at the underlying issue. And if some woman goes to, or a man goes to the doctor and says, I think I got a yeast issue, the doctor just laughs, no, you don't have that, for heaven's sakes. If you had that, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Well, it can get us. It will eat us up when we die. And if we are immune system, I have also learned, my early degrees were in psychology and social work, and I realized that many people who were dying of AIDS or cancer, their immune system stops. AIDS is, of course, destroys the immune system. And I found that what they did was almost immediately start to fill up with yeast. So that was a huge one for me, and we actually market a lot and use a lot because, to me, it's one of the largest, most profound, life-changing programs I've ever worked with. People can starve it down and eat to kill it, but it doesn't go away until you kill it with the supplements that'll kill it. So that was another major breakthrough in my ability to work with people, is help them understand how easy it is to get it. I've had people that live in moldy environments. I went up to Alaska, and I taught it up there, and we traveled for a week in different places throughout Alaska. And I remember when I was in Anchorage, we had over 100 people in the room, and I taught the lesson or the presentation on candida, and I said, how many here think they need a candida cleanse? Every single hand in the room went up. I couldn't believe every hand went up. I said, is there anybody that thinks they don't need it? Not a hand went up. And I said, why? This is Alaska. And they said, well, duh, we live in a moderate rainforest. It's wet all the time. Our houses, there's mold everywhere. It's moist up here all the time. And then in the winter, it's so cold, our houses sweat. And we get mildew and mold. I was amazed. They live in a very moldy environment. Some of you may do that, and so it can enter the lungs and then move into the body. Antibiotics are the worst cause, or the most common, let's put it that way, but even getting athlete's foot in a shower, it can move through your skin into your system and become a systemic issue. It's something that can move systemic and literally just wreaks havoc with our health. So that's one more thing that we've worked a lot with. We've worked a lot with diabetes. I just wrote the whole day-long program a year ago, and from that they've taken now and incorporated many of the characteristics of that program into the informed program that's being introduced in the States. So,
so
but
Lawrence,
it takes time.
I'm going to interrupt. Can you, I'm sure everybody's sitting on pins and needles and saying, okay, what is that Candida program? What is that that enzyme he's talking about? I think you're talking about protease plus enzymes.
Well, I am. Do you have the Candida box up there?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
we do.
In
we
that
have
box.
Candida Clear. Go ahead.
Okay. If you have Candida Clear, that's the majority of the program. When you open the box of Candida Clear, there are two packages in it. One package has two capsules in it. Those are the enzymes. That has the cellulase to break down the cellulose, because that's really what it's made of. Its structure, that hard shell, is mostly cellulose. And so the cellulase enzyme and the protease enzyme in there breaks that shell down. So this, I call it the six-pack. There's six capsules in it. There's two yeast fungal detox. There's two caprylic acid and two potyarcal. Those kill mold, yeast, and fungus in different ways. And once that shell is weakened, the yeast killers can penetrate the shell and kill the yeast much easier. And so how I tell people to take it is I usually recommend that it's in that you open the box and then you figure out which of the probiotics, what probiotics do you have up there? Do you have probiotic 11?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have Bifidophilus?
Yes.
Okay. Those are the two major ones that we will use. And I will tell you that most people, not everybody, but many people with type A blood seem to do a little better with the Bifidophilus fluorophores. Almost everybody, though, A blood or time or otherwise, do amazingly well with the probiotic 11. It's a little more potent, but they both work. The Bifidophilus works a little more in the bowel or the colon. The probiotic 11 works throughout the entire system. So let me give you the protocol that I would tell people of how to take the supplements. First, let me talk a little, well, let me tell you about the supplements, and then we'll come back to how I would have them eat. The first thing is that I would have them take the two-pack, that's the enzymes. I call it two-pack and six-pack. Take the two-pack an hour before every meal. So if you're going to eat breakfast at 7 o'clock, at 6 or roughly 6 o'clock or sooner, take the two-pack. That gets in your system, it breaks down, and immediately starts to go systemic and break the shells down that cover the yeast. 40 minutes later, also on an empty stomach, take the six-pack. It, too, will go out into the system and begin to break down the yeast. Then it can penetrate the cell wall, and it doesn't fight back. You don't have near the toxic fight back or Herxheimer effect that you would have otherwise as you kill the yeast. It really makes it easier. Now, I do tell people that the first week you won't like me very much because you will realize your body is fighting something, and there'll be a little fight back. But usually by the second week or 10 days into it, they feel better than they have in a long time. And from there on, it's just a process of continuing to kill it off. So they do that before every meal, an hour before every meal, the two-pack, 40 minutes later, the six-pack, and then have their lunch, breakfast, lunch, or dinner after that 20 minutes. That has been the most powerful way to take it. And then I have them take all eight, probiotic 11 or Bifidophilus, and sometimes four of each is awesome. Shift it around. It doesn't hurt anything. Take all eight of them just before they go to bed at night. That's usually the protocol that I have them take. Now, the diet is a dairy-free, grain-free diet, and it's also a starch-free diet. So I'd say you can have any good quality protein. I'd say meat, eggs, or protein powder, including a high-quality fish or a high-quality protein powder. We certainly love the ones that Nature Sunshine makes. They work phenomenally well. That's the protein. To that, you can have all the non-starchy vegetables you want. Broccoli, cauliflower, green beans, cucumber, celery, tomatoes, all of those things, lettuce, you name it. If it's non-starchy, you can have it. But if it's starchy, potatoes, rice, those kind of things, they're out for a while. You won't be to live that way the rest of your life. You just want to eat a diet that kind of starves the yeast down so you can kill it. If you feed it sugar while you're doing it, it'll multiply faster than you can kill it. And then fats, I don't care what you have. Matter of fact, I don't even mind butter. It's the one dairy I don't care if people use. I've never found anybody allergic to a good organic butter, ever. But I prefer things like coconut oil, certainly avocado, nuts, those kinds of good quality fats I would certainly add in. They don't affect the yeast one way or the other. If you'll do that program, it is a life changer. It is absolutely, I find that so many symptoms that people have are not symptoms of, let me give you maybe a different way of saying it, are actually can be yeast-based. Let me say it there. But I have people, when I teach around this country, and we take a break, I have a line of people kind of lined up to ask me questions. And I'm happy to answer. I know many people come to have their own questions answered. And so, but somebody might say, and I'll give you an example, what do you do for high blood pressure? I'll just throw that one out there. My question back to them is, what's your basic program? What basic core program do you do every day of your life? Well, I don't take things like I should. I got some vitamins and I got a little omega-3, but I'm not consistent with it every day. And I'll often say, start there. When you are consistent with your daily program, come back and see me. Because some of the symptoms you're chasing may be actually the symptoms of a dietary deficiency. So get your basics down and then come see me. So let me define for you what I'm going to, again, if there's a second thing along with whatever else you need to learn, but let me give you one more thing I teach everybody that comes in to see me. And that's the definition of an essential, and I'm putting brackets or quotes around the word essential nutrient. So it's the word essential that I'm going to define. There's five parts to the definition of an essential nutrient. This is really worth taking notes and teach it to everybody. The first part of the definition, to be an essential nutrient, it's a nutrient that you need every minute of every hour of every day to live, thrive, and be healthy. Your body can't function properly without it. The second part of the definition is that your body cannot make it. So you need it all the time, but you can't make it. And so the third part of the definition is my kids call it the duh. You have to get it from a food or a supplement. But we haven't understood this whole idea of dietary deficiency, and so we just willy-nilly eat whatever's out there and think that we should be well when we're not even close to coming to eating the things we need to eat and take to get the very basic nutrients we have to have. That's number three. The fourth part of the definition is if you get none of any essential nutrient, you'll die. Scurvy, rickets, beriberi, pellagra. These aren't contagious. They're conditions that have been named after a deficiency. They've named the deficiencies. They've started to study vitamin D down here, and oh my goodness, now they have blood tests and everything to check people's level of vitamin D. Why all of a sudden did they rediscover vitamin D? Well, they saw children and adults having symptoms of rickets, a softening of the bones. And so they got all fanatic about it. Well, it's that way with every essential nutrient. Vitamins, and then the fifth part of the definition is if you don't get enough. You don't have to get very much, just a kind of a minimum daily requirement. We call it our RDA, which is a really dumb amount, but it's a recommended daily allowance, is barely enough to stay alive. It's not enough to live, thrive, and be healthy. So between those two, there is a severe, or we develop the symptoms of the deficiency. So if you aren't focused on a core program, start there if nowhere else. Get the basics down. Now, if you know you have yeast, and let me give you an idea of how you can know if you have yeast. Down here we have Coke and Pepsi, but they make a water. One's Dasani and one's Aquafina. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have them up there or not, but those are two.
Yes, we do.
They're pretty good waters. That's usually what I recommend because they're pretty consistent nation and worldwide. So take one of those, pour it in a clear glass, and set it on your nightstand. Let it sit there overnight. come to room temperature, and when you get up in the morning, before you do anything, before you drink anything, before you do anything, just work up saliva and spit on the water. And then watch it, what happens in the next 15 to 20 minutes. It's, if you have no mold, yeast, or fungus in your system, it will just float. If it grows legs and looks like a jellyfish, you got issues. If it goops up and settles to the bottom, you got issues. If it gets speckled and settles, you got issues. If it just grows legs, you got issues. If it does anything but just float, it would not hurt any of you to do a Candida program. And if you've been fighting weight, I have never seen people do this program that they don't lose if they need to lose. Often they have done everything they can think of to lose weight, but the day they start the Candida program, the weight finally starts to come off.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been an underlying core of our basics as we work with people, because we find how many people benefit from it. Then when they have symptoms, I know it's really them. It's not the symptom of the yeast behind them. It'll create false hormones. It does all kinds of stuff to the body. And so we just find that that is another issue that we deal with a lot. Okay, Donna, so, is that?
Yeah, this is so awesome. I love it. And so you know what I'm going to do, Lawrence? I'm just going to open up to Q&A. So if you have a question to ask of Lawrence, this is your opportunity. So the time is now yours, so go ahead, please.
It's Jackie. Lauren, thanks very much for that talk. Regarding the Candida cleanse, how long does that cleanse go on for?
Do you do kinesiology?
No, she wants to learn it.
Okay. Well, if you work with someone that does, I just tell people that where you're starting is zero, and when you're done with it, it's 100%. And so we just kind of verify that as they go along. Typically, it averages a minimum of 6 weeks. Seldom have I seen it in less than 6 weeks. Don't take a break, but it is profound and very effective for a minimum of 6 weeks. Sometimes it goes 8. I've had some that have had it all their life, and it's taken 3 or 4 months. Rare. Most of it's roughly 6 weeks.
So, and one question, another thing, just so once people do it and they clear their candida, obviously it's vitally important for them to maintain a healthy diet, like not to go back to bad habits. Otherwise, they'll just bring the candida back.
You're very right, Jackie. But I also find that once it's cleared up, the one thing I have them stay on is probiotics. You should be taking 2 to 3 or 4 probiotics, like the probiotic 11, every day of your life. That's what keeps the gut healthy. Without that, we get imbalanced much faster. Now, the other thing, though, is you've got to look at your environment and say, if I have this, where's it coming from? Have I been on several rounds of antibiotics? Do I live in a moldy environment? I've talked to people. I remember one lady, one group called me and said, we really need help. And I got talking to the woman, and all I can do is kind of pray and ask, what's going on? And all of a sudden I could kind of see, and I said, oh my goodness, where do you live? She said, I live in Seattle. And I said, oh, it's pretty rainy up there. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I said, is it an older home? And she said, oh, yeah, it's really an old home. Is it mold? Is there mold in it? She said, oh, yeah, there's a lot of mold in it. And I said, that's your issue. And so we talked about in many ways, almost completely redo part of their home, but that completely changed their life. She was dying because the mold was coming through her lungs.
Yeah.
And so, you know, see where is it coming from. We can, as nice as we are, we can share it with our spouse.
Oh,
so if
okay.
one of you have it, the other one probably does.
Right.
I had a woman say, I know I've got it. I know my husband's got it, but he won't do this. And I said, well, move him into the spare bedroom and talk to the body part that listens. And she laughed a little bit, and after lunch, she came back, she said, "You're a genius." And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, she called her husband and said, "We need to do this Candida program." And he said, "I ain't doing that." She said, "Well, then, why don't you move your stuff into the spare bedroom? I don't want this back, and I want to fight it. And until you're ready to do something, let's just be in separate rooms." And he said, whoa, what do I need to do? And she kind of told him, he said, "Oh, I can do that. I'm not going to give you all the male secrets, but there's one of them."
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Jackie. Anybody else for a question? Go ahead, please.
I have a question.
Michael.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how reliable is the saliva test in a glass? Is it like, can you be as reliable as muscle testing to know that it is not there anymore?
You know, muscle testing is the most accurate way, but many people don't have that, and many men won't come in for me to muscle test them, but they will look at the glass, and they will see it. I have found it to be probably 98% accurate. I find people go through it. Now, can we get a little bit here and there and get a little stringy? Yeah, but typically it'll clear right up. If I were to do it today, there would be nothing in it. It would just float. When I get it cleared, I can even go back and eat some of the things that otherwise I couldn't, because the good bacteria in my colon have kept everything in balance. And so they'll fight it. I don't have to live that way. I choose to live that way most of the time. But if I choose to have a little piece of cake or whatever it happens to be, I don't get yeast back. I don't get any of those symptoms back because my immune system is strong enough to fight it. And but once you get rid of it, you don't necessarily get it back unless you do something to get it back. And that's usually upset the bacteria, the good bacteria in the colon. That's what causes it.
Thank
Does that
you.
Make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes, great. There's somebody else after Michael that also wanted to ask a question. So go ahead, please, whoever that was.
This is Joni.
Yes, Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, Lawrence. Thank you so much. That was an amazing, amazing conversation. And my guest that was here with me had to leave, but she's got like a macular degeneration, except with cones in her eyes. So we were just looking at her doing an MC oral chelation program. So it was fantastic to hear you talk about it. And we were actually curious, did you have any shifts in your eyesight or from the programs that you did or the nutritional supplements you use?
You know, I will honestly tell you that's the one area I have not been able to improve. Everything else is just perfect numbers. And I've come to the conclusion in my life that, I'll say it the way I feel it. I've given my eyes to the Lord. If he needs them, he can have them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had I not lost my vision, I would have never been able to find the road that I needed to be on. And as I have pleaded for greater vision, what he's given me is a gift of spiritual vision. As I've prayed for better hearing, I've got better spiritual hearing. Would I trade them? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that if the day comes that he needs me to see, I have done energy work. I have done all kinds of emotional work. I've done the herbs. I've done all the supplements. And for whatever reason, right now, he chooses to keep most of my vision. But I believe the day comes if I need it and he needs me to have it, I'll have it returned.
Thank you so much. But interestingly, Donna had said using oral chelation for mercury removal, and she actually has high levels of mercury. So we're just curious. We thought we'd give it a try.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because yeast grows around heavy metals. And it's sometimes very difficult to even have a full chelation program work properly if you've got yeast, because it will protect the heavy metals. I always start with the Candida program first, and then as I get into it, I will then often add in all cell detox. I don't know what you have up there, Enviro Detox. There's other ones, But I will start and then start adding in the heavy metal cleanse, because then the yeast is gone and my body can truly release the heavy metals.
Wow, thank you for that.
Yeah, it'll grow.
Body.
They'll grow right around it. That's very common.
It's body detox here in Canada.
Okay.
Thank you, Donna. Body detox.
Thank you. Thank you, Joni. Anybody else wanting to ask a question of Lawrence? Go ahead, please.
Hi, Donna. This is Carmen from Montreal. I was wondering if Candida can cause a person to have a terrible taste in their mouth.
Well, it upsets the pH of your body. You see, when you look at pH balance, there's several things that can upset the pH. One is the residue of the food you eat. So if you eat things with mostly calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium, those are the alkaline minerals, you will be more alkaline because they're macro minerals and they change the pH of our body. If you eat more acid-forming minerals, the phosphorus and the sulfur and the chloride, those are macro minerals. And again, if we get the majority of those, we will have more of an acidic environment. So the residue of the food we eat can change our pH. The second thing that can change our pH is how well we digest things. Anything undigested or not digested well will be acidic and drive an acid response in the body. The third thing that makes a powerful difference to us are our emotions. Because, for example, acids burn, tighten, constrict, irritate, and inflame. That's what acids do. And so alkalinity does the opposite. Alkalinity relaxes, soothes, calms, does all of those. And so, but that's a third thing that can change our pH. If we get angry, we feel uptight. That's an acid response, and we will feel that acid rush. If you are with your spouse or someone you love, and you feel that peace is the most alkalizing of all. Love and peace are the most alkalizing of all emotions. So that's the third thing that can change your pH. The fourth thing, and some people are eating right, they're trying to digest their food, they're pretty balanced, but if they have yeast or parasites or something else, because that the waste of the yeast is acidic, it has a byproduct, it has a waste. Well, it doesn't go to the outside, it's inside us. And a parasite or yeast will have a acidic waste, and it turns us acidic. And that can absolutely change the terrain in our body to where we're overly acidic, and that can also change very much the taste in our mouth or other places. Now, again, do I know for sure? I don't know the reason, whoever you're talking about, but it's a good place to start.
Thank you.
Thank you, and one more question.
Okay. This is Carol.
Okay, Carol, go ahead.
Okay. A lot of discussion is involved around high blood pressure, and I wonder what your protocol would be for very, very low blood pressure. Like, I mean, about 60-something over 40-something with a pulse in the 30s. And
wow.
I've worked
Are they an endurance elite athlete?
No, just normal living.
Okay, normal living. Is it somebody you know?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. Well, I can ask questions. Where's your stress level been for the last few months? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being really stressed.
Well, the last few months hasn't been so bad, but the previous 40 years were...
really bad.
Yeah.
Okay. My sense of what's really going on, how do you sleep at night?
With great difficulty.
Yes, I was going to say with real difficulty. You probably have some issues with getting to sleep. Staying asleep's an issue. Do you have any kind of restless leg issues at all?
No. And
okay.
I take tons
it's
of I'm taking tons of supplements. I've taken a lot of stuff for my adrenals, a lot of stuff for my heart, a lot of stuff for thyroid, and I'm following the diet pretty much like you outlined here. I cheat a little bit, but not very much.
Sure. Well, a lot of this really sounds to me like your adrenals have been shot for so many years. Adrenal exhaustion, literally, one of the main symptoms of adrenal exhaustion is low blood pressure. Have you had low blood pressure all your life, or has it only happened the last few years?
All my life.
All your life. You use salt?
Yes, I use Celtic sea salt.
Okay. Make sure you get plenty of sodium. It will help. Do you use licorice root?
I've used, 15, 18 a day.
Okay.
I couldn't really see any difference, but maybe I didn't take it long enough. I take so much stuff.
What adaptogenic formulas do you have?
Any of the licorice root, stress formula, pantothenic acid, some
awesome.
Brewer's yeast. Yes, those are the main ones.
That is interesting that you have that low of blood pressure. Usually, once you start to nourish the adrenals, that starts to come back up again. We'd probably have to do a consultation. Donna can work with you on that, but you're on the right track. You probably don't have a lot of energy during the day.
Right. I've got to take stuff all the time to keep me going.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough one. Taking you years and years to get there, and the problem is, at least now you're not under as much stress, so there is a good chance you can rebuild them. But I tell
yes.
people it's going to take a minimum of a year to 5 years to rebuild the adrenals. It's literally like walking on a sprained ankle and not ever taking the weight off because we continue to live. But the fact is, by being less stressed now, you can come off of it a little bit, but really give it a chance and stay with the program, even like six a day of an adrenal support, six a day or more of licorice root. You know, lots of B vitamins. Usually when we burn ourselves out, it's because we didn't get anywhere near enough B vitamins, especially B12, during the time we were under stress, and we just burn those out. So maximize your nutrition.
Yeah.
Maximize your vitamins, your omega-3, your minerals, all of those. Maximize them. Get them up to two or three times a normal dose to really try to re-nourish your body.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay.
And I know somebody else had a question in the background. Hello? Go ahead.
They may have had to get off.
Lawrence, whoever has had that question, I'd like to butt in just for a minute. And I'd like to back up to where you were talking about the body detox. And I missed a part. Gunnar came in at that time and interrupted me. I missed a part of what you were saying there. Could you back up to that and just repeat it briefly?
I think so. It was all off the top of my head. Basically, once you do the Candida Clear, because yeast will grow around heavy metals.
That's what it was.
It's a little harder. If you just start to do a heavy metal cleanse of some kind to pull heavy metals and toxins out, sometimes it doesn't work very good, and it'll often make you sick because you're trying to stir up the yeast. So I usually have people do a Candida Clear program for the 6 weeks. Then I start a body detox program because then their body can truly, their cells will let go of the toxins, the fiber. You've got to have a lot of fiber once you start that. I make sure that they're getting the fiber they need to have good bowel elimination. If they need cascara or something else, keep things moving as you're doing that cleanse, because the heavy metals are very toxic to us. And if we don't eliminate them, they'll come back and give us headaches and body aches and settle other places in the body. But that cleanse would be, I would follow it with the Candida Clear first, and or even with it if it's just a general cleanse, and then I would add the heavy metal detox after that.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very
now,
welcome.
Lawrence, I have one more question, and so people are sending me text messages. Can you ask Lawrence about dry mouth, especially at night, and how to get a deeper sleep? I go to sleep easily and back to sleep easily. Okay, so can you address that one, Lawrence?
There's two questions there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about sleep a little bit. So they're able to go to sleep well.
Yes.
But they wake up once, twice? Do they stay awake for a while, or do they go back to sleep easily?
Yeah, they go back to sleep easily, but they don't have a deep sleep.
Okay. Wow, that's... I probably would need to know more of what's going on. Do the herbal nervines that calm you down, do they help a deeper sleep?
Okay. I don't know if she's worked with
those
that.
Those are the kind of things. So there's probably several questions there that need to be clarified. The dry mouth at night?
No, it's just dry mouth. Oh, yes, at night. Dry mouth at night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's adrenals. That's adrenals. Just like you said,
it's
a stress.
Can well be. It's just stressed, and I would start there. See if you can't rebuild the adrenals.
Rebuild adrenals, okay?
Occasionally, people will get dry mouth if they have a lot of congestion, and they're breathing through their mouth, and if they're diabetic or borderline diabetic, they may be thirsty but not hydrated. That's another symptom of dehydration, especially if they're a mouth breather.
I don't think that's the issue here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they're not a mouth breather, then it's probably adrenals.
Right. And there's a question here also, and this is the same person, breast tumor reduction.
Again,
now
that's consultation stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have,
I'd
several.
Go with the, I would sure go with the center protein. That would be one of the things I'd start with.
But also, there's a lot of research worldwide, not so much in the United States, but in Canada, or not in Canada, in Italy and many other countries. They're looking at yeast as if it was, or cancer as if it was a yeast or fungus.
Yeah, we're aware of
it
that.
Do your yeast program and add in that soy.
Lots and lots of extra potty arco. Yep, all of those things.
Okay.
That's right on.
I think so. Thank you. That works. Okay, our time has come to an end, actually. It's been so very fruitful, Lawrence, to have you on the call. And I could see that there'll be lots of questions from people as they pursue their health programs and so on. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you took the time out of your life to be present with our team here in Canada this evening, Lawrence. I really, really appreciate this. I want
Thank
to
you, Donna.
Also.
My privilege.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I also want to announce to everyone that there is no call next Monday. It is Halloween time. It's also my son's birthday, so there's no call next Monday. And once again, there's one spot left for anybody that may be interested in doing taffy. And so just taking action for your health. And so you can communicate with me if you would like to do the taffy program. And with that, lots of love and blessings to all of you that have attended this call this evening and made it so very successful. Thank you and goodbye, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.